Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think if you're Boston, you know, you're not going to ask for a Stephen Castle. You're not going to get a Stephen Castle in a potential Jaylen Brown deal. You would get the number two pick back in return. You would get some of the pieces you guys threw up on the screen there, the Devin Vassells, the Keldon Johnsons, future first round capital. That's something I'd watch if and when the Giannis Antetokounmpo stuff shakes itself out over the next few weeks.
If indeed the San Antonio Spurs did turn to Jaylen Brown, could you see them putting the number two pick on the table for him?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think Boston does that deal without the number two pick. You know, I think Jaylen's, for San Antonio, worth giving up a player, and you would know this better than I do, but a player that most people talk about as a potential franchise guy in Dylan Harper. Like, people that I talk to really like him. So I think Jaylen Brown is, at his age, with his contract status, his playoff pedigree, I think that's worth it. And all of a sudden, you've got Fox, you've got Brown, you've got Castle, and you've got Wemby, backstopping that team. You know, that's a championship contender in the Western Conference next season.
That was Chris Mannix on NBC Sports Boston. Her little cameo by Kevin O'Connor as well in there. The number two pick for Jaylen Brown. The Spurs would be a team to keep an eye on in the Jaylen Brown sweepstakes. I find it interesting there's even a team to keep an eye on for Jaylen Brown. Just before you even get to the return, I think it's interesting Mannix is even willing to go there and not just say, no, they're not going to trade Jaylen Brown. They have no interest in trading Jaylen Brown. He's like, if the Spurs made Stephon Castle available, they're in. And the number two pick, watch the Spurs for Jaylen Brown. I think it's interesting we even got to watch the Spurs.
Yeah, that is. And it's interesting because I feel like the Mavericks at number one makes more sense for them to be aggressive and take Jaylen Brown. Now, the difference there is Cooper Flagg seems like a lock stud.
Yep.
Where there's more questions starting at two, whether it's Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, or maybe even somebody else. But also, San Antonio feels like they're further away than Dallas is. So if you're San Antonio, wouldn't you rather pair up Wembanyama with a young guy than Wembanyama with Jaylen Brown?
So part of, and I clipped this out of the longer answer from Mannix, but he did say that's why they want to hold on to Castle and why they wouldn't make Stephon Castle available for Jaylen Brown.
Then would you also want the second pick and then be like, all right, we got to be patient, but maybe you're going to be the Thunder or maybe you're going to be the Celtics
right,
in a way.
Right. Why are you trying to capitalize on a window now? Because that basically what Mannix said is the Spurs would be out on Giannis.
Yeah.
Because now you're starting a clock, and how big is the window, and it's better to have young players age with Wembanyama.
Because I think like a Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Jaylen Brown trio makes way more sense than a Fox, Brown, Wembanyama trio.
How good do you think they'd be? Fox, Brown, Wembanyama, Castle, how good do you think they'd be?
They're in the playoffs, right. But I mean,
he called them a title contender. I don't think they're a contender in the West anyway, he called them.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, you're going to have the Thunder right back. You're going to have Jokic is going to be good again. You're going to have the T-Wolves. I think those teams would all be better. Let's see what other movement happens. Because he mentions Giannis in there, too. Giannis is going to be the big piece that changes teams.
Yeah.
So wherever he goes, that's a big factor.
It's fair.
Because like Houston was tough. But I mean, I think San Antonio, if they had that group, and if Wembanyama, we assume, is healthy, although Fox also is another guy that gets hurt a lot, They'd be good, but I'm not looking at them like a title contender.
Definite playoff team, but are they competing for a championship next year? My answer would be no.
Probably not.
Would you move? My answer would also be no to this. Would you move Jaylen Brown for the number two pick?
I wouldn't. Me either. I wouldn't do it. And I think that Cooper Flagg is like head and shoulders. Like he's the obvious number one. I don't really love anybody there that is there at two. And I still think you don't want to blow the thing up. Like Jason Tatum is coming back. Guys have come back from Achilles injuries. Kevin Durant is one of them, who's been all NBA a couple of times after the Achilles injury. So I don't want Jason Tatum to come back and it's like the Fresh Prince Will Smith meme where he's in the house and there's nobody there.
Right.
I don't want that. I want Tatum to come back to Brown, Derek White, and whatever Brad Stevens could salvage from the other pieces that he has to trade away and the other moves that he'll be allowed to make. It'll be, you know, a bunch of different names probably, but I at least want Brown and White. And I guess like Pritchard, like on the team when Tatum comes back.
You know me, Jaylen Brown, definitely not untradeable.
No, for sure.
Like, I mean, we did our untradeable list earlier in the NBA.
Yeah, you had like two guys.
My list was Jokic and Wemby. Like that's it. So like I would trade Tatum in the right kind of deal. Oh, you would? Yeah. If I got offered Jokic for Tatum, I would make that move. So, you know, I would have a very, very, very small untradeable list. But I wouldn't trade Jaylen for the number two pick either.
No.
I'm getting one of the kids from Rutgers that missed the tournament. No, thank you. And I just, Jaylen for Giannis, I would do. I don't think you would do that, right?
So I go back and forth on that one because Giannis is a much better player.
He's so much better.
He's a better player. He's got
I don't know about
less
the fit
years
with Tatum.
On his deal. Yeah. And so when he comes back, you're telling me what he has like 1 year to play with Tatum and then he can like opt out? That's kind of scary. Like at least I know Brown's here for the long term. I think I'm not comparing the players at all. Giannis is a much better player than Jaylen Brown. We already know, though, that Brown works with Tatum, and I think I would rather have that for, you know, let's say the 2-3 years after the Achilles injury, that together, than the Giannis one. So, Andy Hart was ahead of the curve on this. Andy Hart, like 3 years ago, hated Giannis. I'm like, how do you hate Giannis? And then since then, it's like the press conference where he's like, there's no such thing as failure. He's losing in the first round. Like, there's something off about him.
He's pulling the moral. There's more to life than getting knocked out in the first round, which I guess you're technically right about, but come on.
But it's a good question because there's baggage with him, even though he is the better player.
I don't like Giannis. I don't like him either. But he's so much better than Jaylen.
So you're doing that too.
I'd do that. And then the other one I would do, and you would do this as well, is the number one pick for Cooper Flagg.
So that I would, because I think at that point, 2 years from now, Cooper Flagg might be a damn good running mate with Tatum, plus whatever the post-Tatum career looks like, or the end of Tatum's career. You don't have Cooper Flagg, for God's sakes. Like, I think his value is so much higher than any other rookie in this class. And I also think maybe for the next 2 or 3 years, he won't be as good as Giannis, but for the next 10... like, there's going to be 7 great years, whereas Giannis might be winding down.
So, my real takeaway here, I wouldn't do Jaylen for the number two pick. But my real takeaway is Mannix, who's very plugged in.
Well,
throughout the league and here.
People talking about it.
He is not ruling out a Jaylen Brown market.
Shams brought up Jaylen Brown's name and
did
not bring up Derek White's name.
Correct.
And now add Mannix to this, talking specifically about the Spurs. Now, I know there's a lot of, you know, coming up with just what would make sense. But at the same time, if there's going to be these teams aggressive at the top of the draft, the combination of having to shed salary and playing a full season without Tatum, it creates like a ton of like new questions, or like it's so much different this offseason than it could have been if the team was just healthy. Even if they lost to the Knicks,
well, Tatum,
that changes the equation.
Tatum getting hurt, to your point, opens up the door much more for a Jaylen trade, and it satisfies what Bill Chisholm wants to shave off payroll. And it gives them an excuse, basketball-wise, to say, let's take a step back and rebuild. I wouldn't do it for the number two pick. Neither would Keith. Would you guys? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. I like hypothetical trades, Keith.
It's the best.
How about this one? NFL. Jordan Schultz, good friend of Ian Rappaport.
Yeah, they almost fought.
Sources, hashtag.
I don't like where this is starting.
I'm sorry. Sources, hashtag Commanders All-Pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin.
All right.
Has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. As I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left OTAs after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. McLaurin is entering the final year of his contract. Talks have been minimal. So we were talking about this off the air. He was in the same draft as N'Keal Harry.
There were a lot of good receivers in that draft.
Several, yes.
Harry, not one of them.
And a few of them have moved teams already.
Yes. McLaurin was a third rounder that year. He already signed an extension in Washington. It was short. It was 3 years, I think, $23 million AAV. He's going into the final year of that. Receivers now, top flight receivers now, are making 30-ish million dollars a year. Terry McLaurin, and by the way, I imagine because the Commanders are, well, we're in the NFC title game a year ago, and now feel like they have a window wide open to try and compete. They were already competitive for a Super Bowl a year ago with Jaden Daniels. They added Deebo Samuel. My guess is they get all this straightened out. Would be my guess.
Probably.
But if McLaurin's available,
yeah.
what are you throwing at Washington for Terry McLaurin? A first-round pick?
Yeah, probably.
So
you got to go back and look at what all the other receivers went for.
A.J. Brown went for a first-round pick.
Yeah, but that was a few years ago.
It was.
So what did DK Metcalf go for? A two?
Yeah, or a three.
Maybe a three. So like the market seemed to be down all of a sudden. There was a time where...
Yeah, and in fairness, McLaurin is closer to DK than he is...
That's what I'm saying.
He's probably better than DK, but he's closer to DK than he is to AJ
Brown. I don't think you have to trade a first-round pick if they're willing to move on from him. Because if you look at one point, guys like Steph Diggs and Tyreek Hill and AJ Brown all went for ones. Since then, I feel like there's been a lot more guys going for twos than like late pick swaps and things like that. But yeah, I'd pounce on that. I'd be all over Terry McLaurin. I think he's a real number one. You saw a lot. He's always been productive. He plays all the time. He's a 1,000-yard receiver like every year of his career. Last year, the touchdowns went way up, which is what you need in a true number one receiver.
Right, he got a real quarterback. He was always productive, but he got a real quarterback at the touchdowns.
Yeah,
went up.
And he got the ball a little bit more, but he specifically got in the end zone even more. So, yeah, I'd be all in on Terry McLaurin. Would you rather your star receiver on a boat with pink cocaine or leaving OTAs because he's pissed about his contract?
Ooh.
Probably the boat thing.
I think I'd rather have him on the boat.
Yeah, because he came right back. This, I don't know. Who knows when he's coming back?
Yeah, now they had to threaten him.
But
they
now,
had to threaten
these guys money have to pay role. Him, though. Speaking of money, they probably have to pay him to get him back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think...
This is a more traditional issue with a star player.
If we're talking about incidents,
yeah.
I'd rather the Diggs one. But, I mean, McLaurin is worth... I mean, he's a better receiver at this stage in his career. So, to me, that's a name to monitor. My guess is, and this is a prediction...
They probably iron it out.
They get it all. They have too much at stake this year. They have too much at stake not to cave to McLaurin and pay him. And I feel like he has really all the leverage in this situation.
Yeah, so he's got to be... He'll be 30 when the season starts. So you can see why he's probably saying, all right, I gotta get an extension now, or I need to get some money up front now. Because you never know. Anytime a player hits 30s, there's examples of guys continuing their career and being fine. Others, that's kind of it.
I do think the fact that it's new ownership there, too, and it's not Dan Snyder might be like, whatever, I'm not paying him. See ya.
No.
So I think
Magic Johnson's going to sign him.
I think, right. If you were dealing with Washington 2 years ago and this popped up, then maybe the Patriots or any team would have a real shot at getting him. The Patriots are never, if we're being honest... The Patriots are never going to give up high draft capital and turn around and pay him.
Right.
And he clearly wants an extension. He's worried about his contract. So the Patriots aren't going to do that. How do I know? They had multiple opportunities to trade for guys this offseason, and they didn't do it. DK Metcalf is a perfect example. Same draft, same age. They had a chance to do it. They did not. So, you know, they probably wouldn't anyway, but the old Washington ownership, you'd have a much better chance of doing it. That said, they could stand to upgrade their receiver room. We're all on board with EC3.
Yeah.
But they could upgrade the receiver room for sure.
Oh, they definitely could.
617-779-7937. Can I give you my favorite headline of the day, Keith?
Yeah, obviously.
Marco Sturm is the new head coach of the Bruins. As you know, we've been taking your nickname suggestions all
day.
Yeah,
big announcement.
Long.
Great video to...
On
Twitter by the team.
Can we? The guy's electric. He's very excited
this
to be
is not
hired
his
by
fault.
The Bruins.
Marco, this is not your fault. I'm not mad at you for this, Marco. They forced you to do this.
It's a little bit his fault. Let's hear this one more time.
Hey, Bruins fans. It's Marco Sturm. I'm so excited and happy and honored to be the new head coach and be back in Boston. I had a great time here as a player. I'm really looking forward to lead this team and be behind the bench. Let's do it together, Boston. All right, looking forward to see you.
Okay,
he's looking forward to see us.
Yeah,
so that's great.
Very excited.
I'm not sure how he could do it better. Unless you go full pro wrestling, which I think some coach needs to do, and just scream into the microphone, maybe have face paint or something, call out all your opponents, rip the previous coach, like just really get into character.
See, I didn't know if you wouldn't really like him because the Ontario Reign, I think, is that the where the Manchester Monarchs moved? Like this is
yeah.
This is the Kings AHL affiliate.
They ripped the AHL team out of the
so I
Queen City of New Hampshire.
I didn't know if you would personally have an issue with
this. I was pissed about that.
So Marco Sturm, I was a thumbs down on earlier. Very unimaginative. They're like, oh, who used to play for us? All the other coaches, all the other teams have hired their coaches and we're the last one standing.
There's a little bit of that.
Let's get some scraps and go dump in dive in the dumpster to go get Marco Sturm, who, oh, by the way, used to play for us.
Right.
He
did, remember him, right?
He got a silver medal in the 2018 Olympics. Somehow Germany got the silver medal in 2018.
What?
So there's something there.
Oh, like, no NHL guys?
Well, I don't know. Was it?
No. If Germany got a medal, there's no chance there's NHL guys.
Dreisaitl? He's pretty good.
No. I'm not saying they don't have NHL guys, but they haven't had NHL guys in every Olympics is my point.
Okay, interesting. But they did get the silver in 2018 when he was the head coach. Furthermore, he's been a playoff coach in the AHL the last few years, although his record once he gets there not very good, 5-7, which makes him really perfect for the Bruins. He'll get you there. He'll probably lose once he gets there.
Right.
Makes him a perfect fit. But my favorite headline, Keith, this is from NBC Sports Boston, Nick Goss. Two big reasons why the Marco Sturm hire was smart for the Bruins.
Okay.
So usually when you get a list, how many would you say is normally out? Like we do top five.
Top Friday. 10. Top 10s are great. Top 10, that pops. There's alliteration. Top 5's good.
Normally there's more than two bullet points.
Two?
Yeah. We can come up with two reasons why they hired him?
Yeah,
smart move.
See, I feel like you got to go the other way. If you can't come up with a top five, or even a Mount Rushmore, right?
We didn't even get a Rushmore out of
it. You go with, this is really, because this hits home, the reason they hired him.
That's the real reason why Marco Sturm is the coach of the Bruins.
Here's the reason no one's talking about it. People are too afraid to talk about this reason.
He played here.
Yeah.
I'll give you two. He played here, and nobody else wanted to hire him, so he's cheap, so we brought him in. I mean, those are the two real reasons.
Right.
The two reasons highlighted.
Dude, I'm looking at these. Sorry, go ahead. I'm looking at these rosters from the 2018 Winter Olympics.
Yeah,
it was not an NHL.
I can't even find it,
dude. Well, Chris Kelly was on Team Canada, who won the bronze. The Olympic athletes from Russia won the gold.
Okay,
that's what it was called that year.
Yep.
Germany won the silver, and Canada won the bronze.
Okay,
with Chris Kelly on the team.
We're well versed in USA hockey. Who was on the USA? It doesn't sound like they did very well.
I don't see them on here.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Was this like
Chris? Well, no, I only have the rosters for the three medal teams.
Oh, okay. Like Chris Bork level or something like that. Who else is on Team Canada? We should know the Canadians playing.
You wouldn't.
No? Chris Kelly?
You wouldn't. Yeah, Chris Kelly.
That's the best one.
Rene Bork. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how Germany made the quarterfinal that year because they didn't win a game in the round robin.
Yeah, it's tough.
So
what you're telling me is the silver medal is devalued? You're telling me it's not very important? You know what you're telling me?
The point leader, I have this, the point leader for Team USA was Ryan Donato.
Nice.
Yeah.
By the way,
I like Ryan Donato.
I think he actually had
Bruin legend.
I think he had quite a good year this year. Yeah, he'll be, when the Bruins are hiring their 40th head coach, Ryan Donato will be in the mix.
Yeah, he had 31 goals.
Yeah, I know.
Good season for
25 years from now, when the Bruins are hiring their 40th head coach in franchise
history, Ryan Donato.
Ryan Donato will be squarely in the mix. I feel safely about that. He played here one time.
Kovalchuk did play for... Kovalchuk and Datsyuk played for the... Yeah, but that's because they weren't in the NHL.
Okay, those are good gets,
though. Retired by that point.
Good gets.
Yeah, so they won easily, then. But anyway, Marco Sturm does have a silver medal.
Two real reasons, though. You ready for them, Keith? Brace yourself. There's two great, tremendous reasons why the Bruins hired him.
Can I guess the reasons?
Yeah.
He was available.
It's one.
And he played for the Bruins.
Yeah, those are good reasons.
Right.
And he was cheap. I'd add that he's cheap,
too. Oh, he's cheap. I have three.
We even came up with three. How do you only come up with two? Player development.
All right.
I mean, I should know this. Are the Kings like a player development machine right now?
The Kings?
Are they? I mean, I don't know.
Couldn't speak to it.
I watched the Oilers for the first time last night, so I'm not really one to speak to.
They were at a good season with the big club.
But. And he's also going to aid in their defensive issues, which is something Sweeney highlighted in his statement earlier today. I can pull that back up. But those are the two. Those make you feel any better? Player development and defense.
I mean, they desperately need player development,
uh-huh.
But you'd sort of point to Don Sweeney for that because they have not drafted particularly well.
No.
But now they're going to put all that. Like, we've got a lot of bad drafts, Marco, but you need to turn all these guys around. You need to make players out of these guys.
Sweeney.
Maybe you will.
Throughout I thought they wanted them to evolve the offense. No, they wanted
hang on.
That's a different article.
Throughout this process, our goal was to identify a coach who could uphold our strong defensive foundation. That was severely lacking a year ago. While, as Nick just said, help us evolve offensively.
I like it.
We were also looking for a communicator and leader. Really good communicating with the fan base. That makes sense.
Someone
who connects with the players, develops young talent, and earns the respect of the room. Marco impressed at every step with his preparation, clarity, and passion.
Let's do it together, Boston. All right, looking forward to see you.
Remember, now before you think he's propositioning the entire fan base, he is European.
He's like, so
they're very forward and very direct there.
Yeah, that's fine.
They don't beat around the bush.
Well, or do they?
I don't know.
Or do they?
It's not legal in all states.
But, I mean, listen, he's also probably going to be the scapegoat if things don't go their way. I mean, they just committed to Don Sweeney. Cam Neely feels like he has a job for life. And they've sided with players over their last couple of coaches who found new jobs 10 minutes after they got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Both those guys. I don't know if that's the case for Sturm. Maybe that's what Sturm's thinking.
He's like,
even if I get fired, I'm going to
go there
else.
For 2 years. Yeah. I'm going to get fired. I'm immediately going to get a job.
It's true.
That's not a bad way to fail upward.
By the way, you were talking about where we should be doing our live shows.
Yep.
You had a list of them for Jones and Keefe live
shows. Yeah. Jordan's Mother's Sex Shop in P-Town.
Yep.
The Wienerama.
Yep.
And the Booth Bay Regatta.
We got invited to that one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Somebody is shocked. How come the popcorn stand in Goffstown, New Hampshire is on the
should
list?
Be.
Yes, it should be.
Well, is Keefe allowed there? I think that's the main question. Is Keefe ever allowed back there?
Of course I am.
Or does he have to stay 50 feet away?
No, I'm good
at
there.
At all times.
There's no problems there.
617-779-7937. You got WEEI afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They're going to talk to Tommy Curran on a Thursday at 3:30. As they do every single week. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And tonight, Jones, after the long layoff, it is game one. NBA Finals.
Woo!
Oklahoma City Thunder. Indiana Pacers. Two smaller markets, we'll call them.
I was just going to ask you, do you think this should be, like, Carlisle was asked about this yesterday, and he's like, we should really just celebrate. I mean, basically went full terp on us. He was like, pure hoops.
Pure hoops. That was
basically his answer.
You got no ball to be interested in this. I mean, it's the NBA Finals. I'm interested. We're also talking to the sports radio demographic, so I would think people are interested. Outside of this, though, I don't think everybody's like, oh, I got to see this, because SGA is the MVP. Tyrese Halliburton is third team all NBA, but this isn't a LeBron, Curry, Lakers, Celtics. Like, there's so many other things that we're used to seeing in the NBA Finals that'll draw in the casual fan. This doesn't have it.
I think it's relevant, and it's relevant to us because, you know, we're talking about what people hopefully want to talk about. And yeah, to me, like, I'm always interested in the NBA Finals, same as you, but I'm a hoops guy. Not everybody is. What's going to reel people in?
I don't know.
I mean, the NBA is going to need a 7-game series. I felt this way about the Stanley Cup Final, but at least that's a rematch, and at least this is now international, not just U.S. markets, but at least you have, like, the country of Canada going for breaking the Stanley Cup drought like you did a year ago. So I think there's at least some of that going on in the Stanley Cup Final, which I also think most people aren't going to care about. Florida and Edmonton, please. But this doesn't even have the rematch factor or anything like that. So similar to the Stanley Cup, you need a lot. This one better not be a sweep on top of two crummy markets, because it's going to do very poorly. Whether or not it's entertaining, it's going to do very poorly in the ratings if it doesn't.
My sportsbook Rhode Island pick of the week. It's a parlay.
Oh.
I'm going Thunder -9.5
tonight. Wait, hang on. You've been red hot on these.
Maybe too hot.
Not to put the hex on it.
We're saying too much.
Sick brag, bro.
What, three in a row?
Three in a row.
Wow.
And they're all the pick is kind of misleading. It's really like the parlay or the picks of the week. The last one was like plus 600 NBD.
How many PS5s?
Kind of a BD. Depending on how many hands you put down on them, probably a few.
Well, yeah, depending on how many hams.
Yeah, put down like a PS5 to get a PS5. No, but several hams.
But a ham would have got you like a game or something like that last time, yeah.
All right, try this on, see how it fits. I'm going Thunder -9.5.
Like that?
SGA over 33.5 points.
Love that.
Halliburton over 17.5 points.
Seems like stealing.
Maybe too easy.
Almost too easy.
Yeah.
So, buying opportunity or a sucker's bet. It's a buy.
Oh, it's always a buying
it's a buying opportunity when it's Keith's pick of the week. Yeah.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number.
Grab bag.
Excellent. All right, the Cup Final. We've talked about it a little bit last night. Edmonton takes game one. Brad Marchand does score a goal. Game two is tomorrow. Now, as much as the NBA Finals isn't the juiciest matchup, how close do you think at the end of this ratings-wise the NHL can even be, or they're still going to get absolutely...
Oh, and
nationally, they're still going to get trounced.
I mean, again, it's Florida. We saw their parade. No one cares about
And a Canadian team.
And a Canadian
so it's
market.
Like, so even a bad NBA is going to...
Oh, of course. I mean, bad NBA final is going to stomp out the Stanley Cup final. Now, I did watch quite a bit last night.
Yeah.
Very entertained.
Yeah.
It was a loud, raucous build. I was so entertained, I almost made it till the end overtime. It was a loud,
I saw how it ended.
Loud, raucous building last night.
Yeah.
Marchand's involved in all of it. Sam Bennett's out there taking dives into the goalie's knees. So, I thought it was a good take last night. But what's going to do better ratings-wise will definitely be the NBA.
For sure.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Off day for the Red Sox. So they can really enjoy yesterday afternoon's walk-off victory.
Right when they were getting momentum.
Yeah.
That's such a shame. They were just getting hot.
However, because they won yesterday, we have the Hogdale.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of the day.
Nice.
Swung on. This is hit right field down the line. That's a fair ball. Zaydon walks it off. What the f***? He wraps it around the pesky pole. Are you f***ing kidding me? Unbelievable. The Sox win this game. Give me a break. One of the dumbest ways you can end this stupid game. We'll take it. We'll take the W. I can't believe he literally just barely wraps it around the pesky pole. We'll take it, man. What the f*** happened?
Like, you can't have summed it up any better.
Well, no.
Give me a break. They won the game. Give me a break.
They won the game. Give me a break.
Give me a break.
What a way to end this stupid, dumb game.
This team right now.
Yeah, just
he
a day.
Wraps it around the pesky pole! Are you f- kidding me?
Just the day prior, I thought they had broken our poor, precious
Hog. I thought they killed Hogdale. Hogdale, he rides the highs and the lows of this team. So it's good for him to recover today. Big weekend series against the Yankees starting tomorrow.
Huge.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The Sox win this game. Give me a break.
I would tend to agree with them
overall.
That's definitely true.
I'm so happy, cause today from
Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
How about this little soccer action for you, Jones? Portugal beat Germany. Marco Sturm pissed.
Oh, Marco Sturm is hot.
2-1 in the Nations League semifinal. Ronaldo.
Oh, he's already in the semifinal of the Nations League.
Ronaldo with the game winner.
Wow.
Yeah. Still got it.
Yeah.
They're saying maybe he can play in another World Cup. That's like the big scuttlebutt internationally.
How many would that be? Six?
Be a lot of them.
Yeah. Is that right? Six?
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away.
Well, always does.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
All right, we didn't talk about this yesterday.
He's the only player to score in 5 World Cups, Keefe, which means the next one would be number 6, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good nugget.
Thank you.
So we didn't talk about this yesterday because we had a short show. We were down in Fenway. We were talking about the Red Sox. We got all swept up in my City Connect uniform. But Tom Thibodeau fired by the New York Knicks. They made it further than they have in 25 years. And they're like, you're done. So do you think this means they're more likely to kind of blow up the roster? Or do they think, no, the roster's fine. We just need a better head coach.
I think it's more that. Mm. They should just hire Jay Wright. Just go full Nova Knicks and just hire Jay Wright.
Because that worked really well when Rick Pitino had all Kentucky Wildcats on the Celtics. They were a wagon.
But that's what I would do.
Give me Walter McCarty, Tony Delk, Antoine Walker, Ron Mercer.
Zapatino's like, I don't want that job. You see that?
Like, we're not giving it to you. You're not getting it.
Yeah,
Jay Wright, I guess.
You couldn't win with St. John's a year ago. You
know? I did see Stephen A. Smith had odds to be the next head coach.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was a plus 6,000.
I was going to say, better odds for him to be the Knicks head coach or the president of the United States?
Oh, president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's throwing his hat in that ring, I think.
Yeah.
He's got new shows on XM.
Michelle Beadle's all upset with him. Did you see that?
Well, I get it. He's taking that time slot, I think.
Yeah, she got real personal about like him and like doesn't like him. And,
oh,
like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, went there.
Yeah, beyond just like doesn't.
Oh,
like,
isn't just mad about this. Like, hates him.
Does not like his whole approach. In fact,
his approach is working pretty well. He's doing all right, I think.
We did our Mount Rushmore of hardest working people in media yesterday. He was on it.
Yeah, it was Terp. Stephen A. Smith, Freeze Pops.
Terp
wasn't on it.
No,
my bad, Terp.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It was Freeze Pops, me,
Stephen A. Stephen me and A. you. Yeah, perfect Mount Rushmore.
Terp, can you make a graphic of that?
Yeah.
With us four.
Before we mail it in for the rest of the day, make a graphic for that.
That'd be excellent.
Good.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Are the Baltimore Ravens have extended Rashad Bateman. 3-year deal, $36.75 million, 20 guaranteed.
He had a good year last year.
He's pretty good.
That feels like a good contract for him, though.
And he, maybe more than anybody, when they would wear all black, looked real fast.
So he was quicker.
He was significantly faster in the all black, as was the entire team.
Not even Derrick Henry.
No, Bateman more so.
Okay.
Something about it. I can't really explain it.
I'll have to keep an eye on that. Okay. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You leave paradise and put up a grab bag.
Very excited about this. Tires Season 2 is available now on Netflix, the Shane Gillis sitcom. It was 6 episodes in Season 1. I didn't know how many episodes it would be. It's 12.
Oh, wow.
We got 12 episodes to watch when I get home.
Double the fun.
It's amazing. This show's hilarious.
You guys have all seen Season 1?
Yep. Multiple times. Quick watch.
I watched it again. Me and Davey did a review on it because I think for some reason we didn't do it the first time. So we did it in anticipation of Season 2. Hilarious. Okay. It's like laugh out loud funny show.
Okay. How long is it going to take? Rip 6 episodes? Take a couple hours?
Two hours.
Okay. 2 hours, you're done.
Good.
And then so 4 hours for Season 2.
Okay, great.
We're just doing quick math.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Has to be.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. He is. Yeah, okay. He's available. Yeah.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah, blah. 93.7, Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
Excellent. Top baseball performer from yesterday, Jones. Was it Pete Alonso?
Yeah, the polar bear.
2-for-4, 2 dongs, 5 RBI.
Those 2 home runs, pretty handy in a dong league.
Yeah. Was it Jackson Chirio? 3-for-5, a dong, 2 ribbies, 2 runs, and a swipe.
Oh.
Checks a lot of boxes.
Yeah,
there.
My answer's no, but yeah, keep going. Yeah.
Was it Andy Pages?
Pages? Mikey Sports?
Is that Mike Sports? 3-for-4, socked a solo dinger.
Nice.
Was it Merrill Kelly? 7 scoreless with 8 Ks. Or was it old friend Chris Sale? 6 innings, 1 run, 10 strikeouts.
Now look,
for the Atlanta Braves.
I might be biased, but the polar bear with a couple of dingers there. The polar bear? No, Sale lost.
No, Sale lost.
Oh,
sorry.
I was going to say, the polar bear
wasn't done.
They beat the Dodgers. I'm sorry. That's who I went for.
I had more information to tell you. But yeah, you're going with the polar bear?
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Good question on the text line as the Nintendo Switch 2 comes out today.
Oh, man.
So there's should we change the currency from a PS5 to a Switch 2? No. Oh, we're not going to do that.
That's confusing to me.
I don't own a Switch 2.
I just barely figured out how much.
We finally all got on board on the PS5.
Yeah.
We're going to keep that locked in for a while until they drastically drop the price.
Okay.
But yeah, I saw the long lines out there on the news. Switch 2, new Mario Kart. First new Mario Kart in like a decade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know any of this.
Switch 2 today.
Huh.
Yeah, people are pumped.
Okay.
It's expensive, though. It's too rich for my blood, Jones.
How many PS5s is it?
I'm actually going to make a video in the mailroom every day until I get a Switch 2. See if they send one in.
Great.
All right, here's a random player for you. No Red Sox game, so a truly random player.
Oh, good. I like these.
He played for the Snakes,
okay.
Pirates, Cubs.
Sounds like J-Bell.
Cardinals.
No.
Yankees.
Okay.
Rockies.
Sure.
Reds.
Oh, boy.
13-year Major League career.
Rod Barajas.
No. That would have been amazing, though.
I guess.
Rod Barajas. He is a one-time All-Star.
Ooh. Andy Pages.
He played
Andy Pages.
Played second base. He played shortstop. He played the outfield.
Okay.
So
give me the years on.
All right. So he broke into the majors. Real cup of coffee, 93, 94, 96 even. 97 was his first like full season in the majors, which also coincided with his lone All-Star appearance.
They were probably keeping him in the minors so he wouldn't win Rookie of the Year, I bet.
Smart.
They were manipulating his service.
He finished 9th in the Rookie of the Year voting.
Wow.
Despite being an All-Star.
Yeah.
And he was 24th in the MVP. Wait, what in the wide world of sports? Let's check our
baseball writers. Now, guys,
that was a good rookie class.
I'm going to let you
in. Holy smokes.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Don't say it.
Holy smokes.
I'm going to let Nick and Billy in on something. Keith thinks we've already done this name before.
I have some fear.
Now, I don't recall this at all. None of this sounds familiar, but Keith was worried he has already used this name.
So in the National League that year, I won't name all of them, but Scott Rolen, Levon Hernandez, Andrew Jones, Vladimir Guerrero, Jose Guillen were all rookies.
Okay.
And this guy.
Well, that list started. It didn't start that great.
Scott Rolen's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, not shouldn't be. No.
Levon Hernandez, Hall of Famer.
Fine.
Matt Morris, Andrew Jones, Vlad Guerrero.
Okay, so he's a second baseman.
97 All-Star, what team?
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, I was thinking D-backs. Okay.
Well, he was a World Series champion with the D-backs.
So he won with the D-backs in 01.
You ready for this?
Tony Phillips?
Nope.
Oh, we had you. Tony Womack. We had
he
you.
Got it!
We have you, Tony. Nice. Yeah.
Yep. Tony Phillips. So, we've used Womack?
Yes. I think we used Womack Phillips? And Phillips. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you can't blame me for Phillips. Tony Womack had 72 steals 1 year.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's what, yep. 72 steals. It's always a steals guy.
Steals guy. 60. He went 60, 58, 72, 45 in four straight years.
Twitch chat did beat us to it.
Yeah,
if Billy didn't guess Tony Phillips
to it, we used him before.
But the second he said Tony Phillips, I'm like, it is Tony Womack, and we did use it.
So I was looking at the 1997 All-Star rosters, mm-hmm. as you would do, and yeah, I was like, I think we've used all these guys. Either they're too famous or we've used them.
Yeah.
97
yeah,
is kind
like,
of our wheel.
They're like names I could never, like Mark McGwire or something. I can't use that.
I kind of default to 97. There's Biggio, like the NL All-Stars were Biggio, Gwynn, Bonds, Piazza, Bagwell, Walker.
He can't, so like can't use those guys.
Ken Caminiti.
Yeah.
I think we used. Ray Lankford, we've used.
Definitely used Ray Lankford.
Jeff Blauser. I think we used him.
Of course he was on the list.
Anyway, there's today's random player.
Your random ball player each and every day here on Jones.
And the random player from 3 months ago.
That's fine.
Honestly, not that random.
That's fine.
He's been used before, actually.
Yep.
617-779.
Told you that.
7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Ted. And you got Tommy Curran at 3:30. We'll wrap things up with the clip du jour next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Ah, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, the Bruins announced the hiring of their 30th head coach in franchise history.
What a get.
Very exciting. They introduced Marco Sturm. But that got us talking about the new coach, also the rich history of the Boston Bruins. Who are your 100 favorite Bruins?
Ooh, good question. Well, you got to start with Dick Clapper.
I think you start with Dick Clapper.
No, Dick.
Oh, Dick.
Yeah. Sorry. Some people say that's a myth.
Got it.
Yeah. But
I think
Milt Schmidt.
Milt Schmidt.
I think. Can we say this still? I think the whole Kraut line. I think really is that dump that
Marco Sturm.
Yeah, Sturm's on there.
Sturm's on there.
Yeah, probably like 98-ish. Yeah.
Hey, Bruins fans, it's Marco Sturm. I'm so excited and happy and honored to be the new head coach and be back in Boston. I had a great time here as a player. I'm really looking forward to lead this team and be behind the bench. Let's do it together, Boston. All right. Looking forward to see you.
So this is a lose-lose situation.
That is exceptionally forward.
No, this is tough.
Okay.
Like, what are you supposed to do? They're like, hey, Marco, hey, what's your message to the fan base?
Be really excited, Marco.
Super tough.
I mean, that guy had
it. I don't know how you do that well. Unless you go, like, wrestling promo, unless you want to go like
that. That's what
you
got to do.
You think so?
Yeah.
You scream into the microphone. Like, that's the only way to do
We're going
to
win the Atlantic, brother.
Let's go, Bruins, man.
We're going to win the East.
You're like Howard Dean.
Yeah.
We're going to take on the Flyers. Then we're going to beat the Panthers!
Yes.
We're going to beat the Canadians! Yeah! Like, this guy's lost his mind.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
I'd be in on that.
Okay, me too.
If he went up and down the schedule, ripping all the teams, I'd be like, this guy gets it. We did not get that.
All right, so
we said someday.
You do acknowledge, even though you're like, he couldn't have done much better than that, you actually pointed out exactly how he could have done better.
Yeah, somebody's going to just embrace that.
Yeah.
And just turn into a character and go nuts. Like, so what do you want me to do? Because, you know, it's just like whatever, like the social media person there is like, well, what we need is like a 30-second, like a snappy thing. If you want to spin in your chair or something, and then, you know, we're going
to
post that.
Talk about how you used to play here.
And people are going to love that. Like, there's no, none of these have ever come out.
He should be like,
yes.
He should be like, the Bruins didn't win anything.
No.
And then they traded away their crummy leader, Joe Thornton, from me. And I ushered in a new era. That's what you say.
Good point.
Yeah.
I wasn't
then
on that team,
before
though.
They won.
Yeah, I wasn't on that
but
team.
But I started the new, I started it.
Right.
I was there. It was a tidal wave. I got hurt is what happened.
Look, I know you guys blamed the last two coaches, but not me. I guess the last three. Throw Sacco on the list.
Yeah, get him on there. Yep. Yeah, don't forget about him. More of this, I'm sure, with WEEI Afternoons, the crossover. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Lobster rolls are back at the 99. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot buttered or with just the right amount of mayo and celery. You gotta love the nines. Now, before we get to your thoughts on the Bruins, Andy,
okay,
what happened to the keyboard at Fenway? What's going
didn't
on with
it.
That?
That was there when I got there.
Oh my god,
that was
and
there
Dan
when you
Ball
got there.
Was going to clean it, and I'm like, well, I only use the mouse. I don't really need the keyboard. I get the call screener with the mouse. Everything
you use
else.
The keyboard?
No, I use my laptop.
Oh, I see.
So I was like, because he was getting wipes, and I was
B-Y-O-L.
Like,
well,
that keyboard.
Yeah,
you didn't
I'm
make a mess. Like, we don't need to clean up after other people.
Let's see that keyboard.
So I don't know if that was like,
wait, we don't.
Nope. At least not in WEEI Afternoons.
So you're claiming that was there when you were there.
It absolutely was there.
That's not what Ken said. Ken's like, this wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And we told him. He just doesn't listen.
Ah.
A listening problem.
Okay. Got to go.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
It's like my wife.
So it's haunted. It's like Slimer.
A little bit. Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty gross.
It wasn't my favorite.
It was impressive.
Now, I did it.
It's a two-man job.
In fairness, I didn't switch out the keyboard. It didn't bother me that much. I didn't switch out the keyboard, so.
You used it?
Yeah, I typed away right on that thing, yeah.
Aren't you a germaphobe?
I'm pretty sure. No. I'm pretty sure it's candle wax.
You were.
No.
Nah.
Germs,
you were one of those.
Germs don't
it's natural.
Me. In fact, the more germs you get, the more resistant you are
it's
to
the
stuff.
The most natural.
Yeah.
So anything that's natural, you're willing to embrace?
I'll put everything. I'll touch anything.
Okay.
So it's not, your claiming is not you officially.
No, don't say it wasn't me. No, not you claiming.
Mm.
Aren't there cameras there?
There are cameras
actually.
So feel free to check anything. It absolutely wasn't me. All I did was tell Dan Ball not to clean it because I was like, it's not your mess. Don't clean
it. What was on the search engine?
Yeah.
I don't do that either because it's all my laptop, baby.
The video, whatever happened to that laptop, exists somewhere on the dark web already.
That's ballsy,
I'm sure.
Right on Lansdowne? There's windows there. That's
giant windows.
That's an exhibition.
Some would call it ballsy.
Might have been part of it.
So that makes it better.
So speaking of ballsy, you and Dan Ball today, correct?
Yeah, Dan Ball stepping up. Fitzy's off today and the rest of the week. And Ted Johnson will be in at 3. Tom Karn at 3:30. Lead off with a little Red Sox and some Sturm. Some serious, you know, actually analyzing the fact that no one seems to be excited that he's the new head coach of the Bruins.
No, haven't found that person yet.
No.
And then you got the silly. You know, we might have some fun with the A Sturm is a brewing in Boston.
Good.
The perfect Sturm.
Get in there. Yeah, there's plenty of meat on that bone.
Warning. Yep. Was this in the long Sturm interest of the Bruins?
You're
yeah,
rolling.
There may be more. We'll see. Nice. Dan Ball will not like those, but that's his problem.
Okay. WEEI afternoon. You got Hart. You got Ball. You got Ted. That comes your way at 2. Stay tuned. Tom E. Curran. And we're back tomorrow at 10. Friday 4-pack. Week in review. Top 5 Friday. All that is tomorrow on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.